All right, 5 before the hour. Let's go back for the final segment of the Breakfast Club. And here's your host, John Boggs.
Thank you, Jeffrey. In addition to Dr. Taylor and Alicia Leonard, we also have intern Stephanie Hafner. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you today?
Pretty good. Tell us a little bit about what you do out at LifeBridge.
I actually work at with Jay County. I work in the discharge planning with Linda Metzger, and I also work part of the time with Alicia and Dr. Taylor, and I do a lot of different things, but down in the LifeBridge unit, I've learned a lot about what it is to recognize the signs of dementia and mental illness, and how we can help it, just even to just help those symptoms in any way.
Yeah, yep. Well, good. We welcome you here, and glad you're working with Alicia and Darlene. Dr. Taylor, tell us a little bit about, I mentioned as we left that there's some forms of dementia that are reversible.
Yes.
Could you expand a little bit on that for us?
Yes. I think Alicia is going to talk more about maybe the umbrella of dementia. If you want to do that, it's up to you. But yeah, there, unfortunately, when we have a dementia like an Alzheimer's dementia, then that is that's a brain disease, and it's a progressive disease, which means it won't get better.
Right.
There will be stages where a person will kind of plateau, and they'll kind of drop off again, and then they'll kind of go back up, but they never return to what we call normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's some point in going into all the, you know, what happens with the brain, et cetera, and the stages. We don't have time to do that. But the kinds of dementia that's reversible, fortunately, are those things like when you have a, there's a kind that's called normal hydrocephalus pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they call it normal, because, well, there's spinal fluid that flows from your brain down through your spine. And when there's a buildup there, then it will cause symptoms of dementia. And sometimes people think that's a true dementia, like an Alzheimer's dementia or vascular dementia, etc. But when that is drained, or when there's a shunt put in, then that's a permanent solution to that, and then that person can go back to normal. And those are those are wonderful things that can happen when they have that. And the other dementia that is reversible is delirium. And that's a person goes to the hospital, they have a surgery, they have maybe a urinary tract infection, pneumonia, something.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is especially with older people that also looks like delirium. dementia.
Uh-huh.
Because they'll have the confusion, maybe the agitation, some aggression. But once that's treated with antibiotics, etc., then those symptoms resolve.
Is that from an infection? Is it from a temperature? Or?
Both. It can be one or the other. Or, you know, sometimes surgeries will do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so those are the types of dementias that are reversible. And you were saying when we weren't on air about someone that you know who had some symptoms of dementia, and you thought kind of that was later stages dementia. Then once the medications were changed, those symptoms resolved, and now she's doing really well. Well, and that happens too with medications. Medications can mimic those symptoms of dementia too. So it's really important that you get to the right doctor, your primary doctor, and also a psychiatrist if you're having those kinds of symptoms. So,
Alicia, you, as we finish up here, you want to kind of help us make the distinction between dementia and Alzheimer's.
Okay, I sure can. You know, the best way for me to be able to describe dementia and all the different categories of that dementia is, lots of times what you're going to have is people say, oh, my loved one doesn't have dementia, they have Alzheimer's, or they have Alzheimer's, they don't have dementia. And just let me give you a good clarification. Dementia is the big heading over the top of the, you know, the big heading, the big umbrella. And it's kind of like if we we talk about cancers. If we talk about cancer, we're going to have cancer across the big umbrella. Underneath of that, you might have breast cancer or pancreatic cancer or bone cancer. Those different cancers are underneath that umbrella of cancer. Well, dementia is the exact same. You have the big umbrella of dementia, and underneath of that, you have all these different forms of dementia.
Okay.
You might have Alzheimer's dementia. You might have vascular dementia. You could have alcohol dementia. There are several, several different dementias that is, you know, underneath of that umbrella.
Well, we thank both of you for the explanation, and thank you for being here and for the work that you do for Jay County Hospital.